From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Attorney General Eric Holder says the Justice Department has launched a criminal investigation into the Gulf oil spill. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports the case will involve several Justice Department offices.
Federal agents are probing the causes of the nation's largest oil spill and whether any laws were broken. The attorney general confirmed the probe after meeting with state and federal prosecutors in Louisiana. Experts say that prosecutors could use several environmental laws already on the books. Under the laws, the government must only prove that BP, Transocean, and other companies engaged in simple negligence. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama met today with the co-chairs of an independent commission investigating the Gulf oil spill. President telling commission leaders to thoroughly examine the disaster and its cause to ensure the same thing does not happen again. Speaking in the White House Rose Garden after the meeting, Mr. Obama also said if laws were broken, people will be prosecuted.
If our laws were broken, leading to this death and destruction, my solemn pledge is that we will bring those responsible to justice on behalf of the victims of this catastrophe and the people of the Gulf region. The
commission is being headed up by former Florida Governor and U.S. Senator Bob Graham and former EPA head William Riley. The group will have 6 months to report back to the president. U.S. officials believe al-Qaeda's number three leader is dead. Al-Qaeda says Abu al-Yazid has been killed, but the al-Qaeda leader's death may not significantly slow al-Qaeda's terrorist activities. More from NPR's Paul Brown.
Yazid is also known as Sheikh Zayed al-Masri. He's believed heavily involved in planning and funding the 9/11 attacks in the U.S. Paul Wilkinson of the Center for the Study of Terrorism and Political Violence says al-Qaeda has bounced back in the past when leaders are killed, and this may be no exception. He says decapitating al-Qaeda's leadership isn't enough.
Ways must be found of halting the donations from wealthy Saudis and others.
Wilkinson says that's a big challenge because the people funding al-Qaeda and some other terrorist groups believe God is on their side as they try to create an Islamist superstate. He says they're willing to pour money into al-Qaeda indefinitely. Paul Brown, NPR News.
Key purchasing managers group, the Institute for Supply Management, says its manufacturing index, while down slightly from the previous month, still indicated expansion in the manufacturing sector. Any reading above 50 denotes expansion, while a level below that indicates contraction. Norbert Orr is the ISM survey's chairman. Orr says it's part of an ongoing rebound in manufacturing.
Many businesses lost 30% to 35% of their volume during the recession. And so we're coming off of a very low base. So some of these numbers look better than we might expect otherwise.
U.S. stocks lost their momentum toward the end of the session, kicking off the first day of a new trading month. Markets were down, dragged down by continued problems in the Gulf. The Dow fell 112 points today. You're listening to NPR. The White House is now throwing its backing behind a United Nations Security Council resolution that would call for an investigation into Israel's raid on ships carrying humanitarian aid to Gaza. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says the president has expressed deep regret for the deaths of 9 people who were killed during the assault on one of the ships, though he would not say whether the White House condemns the actions. Palestinians, Arabs, and Turkey have all called for stronger condemnation of Israel's attack. The investigation into the Polish air disaster continues. As Jessica Gallagher reports from Moscow, Russia has handed over to Poland some of the recordings from that crash.
Russian officials say they've signed an agreement with Polish officials that will allow Warsaw to obtain the cockpit recordings of the air disaster in April that killed Poland's president and other top Polish officials. Under the pact, the black box recordings will stay in Russia until the investigation is finished. The Tupolev jet went down in heavy fog as it was trying to land near Smolensk, Russia. Officials say recent analysis of recordings between the plane's pilots and air traffic control found that there were non-crew members inside the cockpit shortly before the plane crashed. Members of the Polish delegation were headed to Katyn to commemorate the 70th anniversary of the Katyn massacre, when Soviet secret police killed thousands of Polish officers. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
Former Vice President Al Gore and wife Tipper Gore have announced they are separating after 40 years of marriage. According to an email being circulated among the couple's friends and obtained by the Associated Press, the Gores in the communication say it was a mutual and mutually supportive decision. Al Gore lost the 2000 presidential election to Republican George W. Bush. He's since been campaigning worldwide to draw attention to climate change. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.